What happens when you combine a Kansas football legend with a 20-something loudmouth? The best dang sports talk show in the area. Rock Chalk Sports Talk has a new guest host, and his name is David Lawrence. Catch DL and Nick Schwert every Monday from 4 to 6 on the new FM 101.7 and 1320 KLWN.
5 o'clock hour here. It's Rock Chalk Sports Talk, new FM 101.7 and 1320 KLWN. We'll talk to Greg Gurley coming up at 5:40. We'll talk some KU Mizzou later on in the show. But right now, we are welcomed in studio by a very special guest, the 6A State Baseball Player of the Year.
Don't forget the 2017 Youth of the Year.
2017 Youth of the Year. Are we missing any accolades or titles?
And we were just discussing what is the best odds. Zion Bolin going on to play Major League Baseball or Zion Bolin becoming the next one of the future presidents of the United States?
See, it's hard to become president, and I'm not counting Zion out. But I'd say this. If he ran for mayor, when's the next election, if he ran for mayor of Lawrence, I think it'd be like a runaway. He would win it easily.
He's kind of on a roll, right?
No.
I just got a text from Bob Lisher, so he must be listening. I'm sure he feels the same way I do about this guy. I mentioned, you know, the fact that people like Daniel Bryant and Zion Bolin is the reason why I'm getting back into coaching. But as I went on to say, this was on High School Sports Weekly, no one could screw up Zion Bolin. And so they can
not even
withstand
David Lawrence.
Any coach, no matter how bad I was, you can't screw this kid up. And so proud of him. He's going to go out and play at Hutch next year. He joins us in studio. Zion, how are you? How would you describe this spring you've had? It seems like you get decorated with a new award every week.
The spring we had was really fun, but, you know, we didn't end where we wanted to end. But, you know, I think as a whole, the team just had a lot of fun. We went out there and got to play the best sport in this country. So I think it was an accomplishment at that.
So you had a lot of success on the football field as well. I know you're going to be playing baseball in college. What is it about baseball that is pulling you away from football?
I don't know. I just, all the pictures I look at when I was younger, I'm always holding a bat or a glove. So I just figure that's what my heart wants to do. So.
And you can play baseball for longer too,
yeah,
right?
You can play baseball for longer, much longer than football because, you know, all those head hits that you get.
Ask him about it.
That's why you lost your hair. let me ask you this. You're raised by a single parent, male.
Yeah.
Okay. And grandparents.
Mm-hmm.
How do you think what made you so special?
Just listening to, you know, my dad and my grandma, since they were the two that were there for me. They pointed me in the right direction every single day. They didn't want me doing anything wrong. Always kept me in school, kept me in the Boys and Girls Club, which also helped. So, you know, it's just following them, following their lead.
So you're going to Hutch next year. I know every single time we had you on High School Sports Weekly, which seems like it was a lot, David's always pressing people trying to figure out where they're going next year. And you always kept your cards held pretty close to the chest. Was it a process that took you a while to figure out where you wanted to go?
Yeah, because I was looking at it from education-wise and I was looking at it from, you know, sports-wise. So it was hard to make that decision between all the colleges that came after me.
What were the other schools you were looking at?
The other schools was Baker and Cloud Community College. So,
what was the appeal of Baker staying close to home?
Staying close to home, and their education is pretty good. So,
and they got a good sports broadcasting department, which might be a good career choice for you.
Huh?
I'm telling you, man.
That's a big step down from presidency.
well,
just saying.
I'm just saying, you gotta have a plan B.
Not that we don't have a fair trade that we have in what the sports broadcasting is.
Well, that was my plan B. It was either being sports radio, and if sports radio didn't work out, I was going to go into politics and run for public office. But
Zion, besides just being a great kid, we've been talking about that. You're a great baseball player. You were voted the best baseball player in all of 6A. Don't be humble. Throw out your numbers. You batted, what was it, 460?
461, I think.
That's crazy.
That's about 100-point jump from last year.
Yeah. How many doubles?
Six, I
think. Okay. Do you have a slugging percentage that you can make out from that?
I did not.
You didn't get that?
No, I didn't get that.
Uh-huh. What do you think kept teams like Kansas State from recruiting you, given the fact that you played in a great program under Mike Hill? against great competition and you dominated?
You're
not sure why, right?
I mean, did you hear from any of those schools? Did they tell you, like, why?
I heard from KU. I did hear from KU, but it was during my, like, going into senior year, the summer.
Mm-hmm.
And then they gave me a tour and everything, but.
Yeah,
KU was.
Did you get any explanation? I mean, I'm sure that's got to be a motivation why you went to Hutch, because you can easily transfer out and then go to a top-notch school, prove everyone else wrong, right? I mean, is that a motivator back then?
It's a motivator, and, you know, I think a big factor might be because I'm short. That's about the only thing that I can think of is, you know, being 5'8".
A lot of baseball players are short, though, right?
Yeah, true. But I just don't know.
Well, okay, so explain this to me, because in baseball, you see this way more often than you do in other sports, is guys will go to community college or junior college for a couple years, and they'll transfer to a bigger program, and then a couple years later, they're getting drafted. Why do so many guys take that route as opposed to going D1 off the bat? I mean, why are there so many success stories from community college and junior college?
I think community college is just... it goes like D1, then community college, then all the other divisions, because community college baseball is really, really, really competitive.
Yes.
So
especially in Kansas, right?
Especially in Kansas. Right, they have top-tier colleges here in Kansas, community colleges.
You will play in the outfield, any particular field?
They said that they're going to put me wherever they can.
Okay.
Outfield, infield. So.
Okay, so you could be an infielder.
Yeah. I mean, that's where I was this year. I was
third base, right?
Third base, yeah.
Okay.
Is that what you want to keep doing? You want to keep playing third base? Do you really
I'd
care?
Like to be in the middle of the field. I mean, it doesn't matter. Second, short, third, center, left, right, either. Any of them. It doesn't
what
matter.
What pitches do you not like to see?
Curves.
Okay.
I mean.
Obviously, you hit a lot of curves if you hit 460.
I mean, I saw a lot of curves, so I had to hit them, so.
Okay. So you're getting that down? Is there any kind of.
I struck out on a lot of curves, too, so.
Yeah. Well, not that much.
How many Ks do you have, like four this year?
No, I had like 14.
That's
Ks.
Not that many.
The whole year?
Over the course of a season, I mean, you say it like.
Nick struck out that much in his first game. That's why he got out of Little League Baseball. Are you serious?
It was a really long game.
Don't go there, because he's got bad feelings about that. We had him in tears on the High School Sports Weekly.
I peed my pants at first base. Okay, let's just get it out there. That's what happened.
Did you ever pee your pants?
You know, that's a funny story I did. That's a funny story I did. You know, I tried to tell Coach to get me out, but it was just too late.
Well, what happened with me was I was in the dugout, and I told Coach, I'm like, hey, I got to go to the bathroom. He's like, well, you're supposed to be on deck. And I'm like, well, I got to go. I was like, can I please just run? It's one of those diamonds where there's a bathroom in the middle, and there's four diamonds around it. And he's like, you don't have time. Go, you know, start warming up. Like, all right, as if the team needed me. I was, like, probably in the 9 hole, like, barely got into the lineup that day. And so, I'm up there just like, all right, let's get this over with as quick as possible. 4-pitch at bat. Let's go. And somehow, I don't know if I drew a walk or what happened, but I'm on first base. It was a major mistake, and I'm just sitting there, and there's pee running down my leg and tears running down my face. That was the last baseball game I ever played in.
I could have been the next
Zion Bolin if the coach would have just let me go to the bathroom.
It happened to Zion, and he just stuck with it.
And when it happened to me, I think it was in the last inning, and we were in the infield.
Was it this past season?
No. Okay. No, this was a while back.
That's good.
Yeah,
I can
hold my composure now.
Okay,
we're wearing white pants too, so there was no hiding it.
Exactly, exactly. Zion Bolin, our guest, outstanding baseball player, football player, and of course, student at Free State High School, graduating, going to Hutch JUCO. Now, along those lines, you played football, but one thing that Bob Lischer, I think, has talked to you about, because you are the voice of the Firebirds,
right.
He wants you to come out to football camp, which is going on currently at Free State Field between 8 and 11:30. You're going to take him up on it.
I am going to take him up on it, which thank you for the reminder. I just got back from vacation, so Coach Lischer, if you're listening, and Coach Wed for that matter as well, I'm not sidestepping you. I'm going to come out there. I just...
get started at 9 o'clock on the field if you want to come to weights.
That's no problem.
That would be a little bit earlier.
That's okay. I can do that.
So this is this week. So what day?
Why don't I talk to the coach about it? Are you going to organize it for me?
What, you know, you don't have that many days left.
Any day. Wednesday.
Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday.
Let's do Thursday.
Because, if it comes, because you've got this history about, saying you're going to cut your hair, shave your head, if Frank Mason cried and then you didn't do that.
It's not that I didn't do it. It's that I haven't done it yet. You act like there's a timer. On to when I need to get my hair cut.
4 months?
How about, I thought we were going to go for by opening game, first exhibition game of the season. I'm going to cut my hair.
I don't know. I think you just keep waiting, I don't know.
Okay, well, let's do one thing at a time.
Hopefully Derek is, reminding you about this. And, you also got to, because there's only 3 more days of camp.
Right, so I'm going to go on Thursday. You only do camp for 1 week?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then it's what? Scrimmages and stuff?
Well, you got a team camp and those kinds of. They can do a lot more
KU
now
camp.
High school football because we're trying to keep up with Missouri.
Okay.
Because they've been doing like full year contact and stuff.
All right, so Zion, break down what they're doing at camp this week. Like, what am I getting myself into going down there?
You should do the whole thing if you really want to get to experience
it. I mean, it's going to be like, I think it's going to be like a practice.
It's like a regular practice.
Mm-hmm.
So full high contact.
No, high intensity.
We'll check you out a helmet.
Yeah.
You think I need to suit up?
Yeah.
Get some pads on?
Well, just a helmet. That's all they got, it's a helmet.
Wait, can we mic you up?
Yeah, I don't know if we have the I don't know if we have the capabilities to do that, but.
Just get like a recorder and put it on your, strap it on.
Who's the one guy, let's just say hypothetically. Let's say I were to go to Free State Camp and I'm suiting up and putting pads on. Who's the last guy I want tackling me?
The last guy you want tackling.
Probably Gage, right? He's a little bit crazy.
Gage or Bo.
Yeah.
They're both pretty strong.
What about Deneen? What about Deneen?
Oh, yeah, him too. Yeah.
I didn't see him miss many tackles last year.
Deneen, Miller, and Gage.
So my question is, Derek and Zion, what's the over-under on whether Nick will wet himself at camp?
It won't
Thursday.
Be because I couldn't hold it. I can promise you that much. It'll be a different reason for that. I don't know. I get almost 10 years on these kids, but physically I don't have much of an advantage, if any.
You talk
some
like
would
those
say
10
I'm
years
at a disadvantage.
Are beneficial to you.
Yeah,
let me tell you what.
I've been doing since high school is packing on muscle, just working on my conditioning. Yeah, it's been really kind to me.
I think we should run Nick through the Oklahoma drill.
The Oklahoma? Do they still do the Oklahoma drill?
Oh yeah, I mean, that'll be in the fall, and I'm it's sure.
Like,
Coach
I thought
Lecher,
they like. I thought they like banned that.
It's like
drill
the first
or
second day of pads, full pads.
Yeah, I think that's the official first day. And you could actually go to Lawrence High and Free State because they do that. It's kind of like a, I don't know, it's just kind of like a celebration first day. Everyone's thinking about it, a little nervous in the tummy because that's really where your reputation gets
guys
made
get
out.
Nervous before the Oklahoma drill?
Yeah, because,
oh, yeah.
Because you forget everything, but you never forget, who beats who in the Oklahoma drill.
That could almost get you a starting spot.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But better yet, it's, the pecking order, in the locker room, Everyone knows who's the baddest boy in Oklahoma.
Drill. Zion, you ever see anybody just like completely, you don't have to give names, but we'd like it if you did. Do you ever see anybody just completely cop out of the Oklahoma drill and just like dive at someone's ankles trying to get out of it?
You never see that because you want to hear that loud crack. So it's mostly like shoulder pad, or somebody trying to truck the other person.
How do they choose who goes against who?
Well, you got 2 linemen, a defensive and an offensive, and then you got a linebacker and then a running back.
Yeah.
So who are you going against?
I remember going against Sam Squarlow.
Ooh, that was probably pretty good.
Yeah, and who else? I can't remember anybody else, but I was on the defensive side of that, and I think I did get trucked. Because it's 2 linemen, and then it's a linebacker, and then a receiver blocking the linebacker. So you got to get off the block, and then you got to have somebody come in full force at you and try to stop them. But, it is fun.
We're talking to Zion Bolin here on Rock Chalk Sports Talk, new FM 101.7, 1320 KLWN. How close, were you close at all to trying to play football in college? It seemed like, at least through your senior year, you had your mind pretty made up on baseball.
Yeah, it was close between the two sports because I do like both of them a lot, but, my heart just went for baseball.
What happened to basketball, man? When did you give that one up?
Just when I started to dial down on some of the sports, I just wanted to try to focus in on baseball as much as I could.
So, and outside of your father and your grandparents, I mean, who have you looked up to kind of been that role model that you want to pattern your life in a way that you saw them?
To be honest, I couldn't answer that question just because I really did only really look up to my father and my grandmother.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because they led me down the right path.
That's pretty cool.
And I appreciate them.
Great job. Dad listening?
He might be.
All right. Great
Dad. I told him.
Great job, Dad. How do you like
Grandma's
that?
Grandma's probably listening.
Yeah. Happy Father's Day, man. Have your boy say that, particularly this guy.
Right? Yeah. Exactly. Well, best of luck to you at Hutch, man. It's going to be fun. I'm sure in a couple years we'll see you the Division I level.
Yeah, we're going to see you.
Maybe in the Big 12, man. Maybe we'll
hopefully
have to see you playing at Hoagland.
His goal is playing in the big leagues. Don't count him out.
What's it going to take to get to the big leagues?
There you go. Hitting a curve.
Hitting some balls out of the field this time. Probably getting my speed up.
Okay.
There you go, man.
And you're pretty fast.
I need to be faster.
Okay.
I need to cut down a little bit.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
How much do you weigh now?
Me too,
probably,
man.
Like 205, 200.
Okay. And then how do you think Nick's going to fare at the Free State football camp on Thursday?
Yeah, give me a piece of advice. And we haven't even locked in the fact that I'm going to be in pads, because I think there's probably some legality.
Just helmet only.
Yeah, it's just helmet only.
Helmet only.
Well, there's some legal issues we have to get out of the way. I'm sure if I'm strapped
here
on.
Here you go, backing out again.
I'm not backing
there
out.
There he is.
I'm just saying.
He's backpedaling so fast. That's a defensive back drill. You're
when I brought this up to the coaches, they said, well, we may have to have you sign a waiver or something just in case, you know, I end up passed out on the field.
Just get out some paper.
Okay.
I, Nick Swart, sound hereby, mind and body. Okay. Say I'm not going to sue anyone, try not to pee my pants, and I'm going to be out there.
You know what?
Thursday.
I was stuck in the car for a long time this week, and I think I got some back issues creeping up. Last thing I'd want to do is
there we go.
Slip a disc
That's
that.
That's right. Shaving our head and showing up at football camp.
No, I'm going to be there.
I know you're going to be there. Absolutely.
I'm a man of my word.
What a great way to be the voice of the Firebirds and to actually get out there with them.
That's right. Then I can speak honestly about these guys that I'm talking about every Friday.
Zion, thanks a lot. You know I'm a big fan of you. I will always be a big fan. Just stay in touch. And,
yes, sir.
You're going to do great. You're going to do great.
Thank you.
Best of luck, man. Thanks for coming in. He's Zion Bolin, headed to Hutch of Free State Baseball and Football. I'm Nick Schwert with David Lawrence, Rock Chalk Sports Talk on the new FM 101.7 and 1320 KLWN. KU playing Texas A&M in the Big 12 SEC Challenge. That means no KU Mizzou. I'll tell you why it's a good thing.